is to get that right.
Sure.
So.
The use PAP standards say that when you value a piece of land, you have to assume that it's vacant. So we'll look at that, just pretend that the residence or the office isn't on there, and say, what would be the highest and best use of that? That's how you determine the land value. Now, you're right. If the highest and best use was commercial, then you are giving us a hell of a break. But the highest and best use is not commercial. So, I mean, I would agree with you if the highest and best use was commercial, but if the highest and best use is residential, it's such an odd duck. It's the same reason if you have a residence right by a highway with a lot of traffic, it's going to sell for less than one that's in a cul-de-sac or in a private area.
And if you have a residence that sits right by a highway and it turns into a commercial venture with somebody using it as a commercial deal, then the next time it comes up to BOE or whatever,
if it generates income.
Right.
If it generates income, and that's the missing
right.
link that we have here.
But I'm going to call for a vote, and then we can do something different if you guys want to. We've got a motion and a second, so I'm going to call for the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Gentlemen, I appreciate your time today, and I think there's some pretty good thoughts and information exchanged. And so I guess we're on, is it 240 or 250? 250. Okay. All right. I appreciate the board's time, and probably see you next year in an odd number here.
Okay.
Thanks
Thank
again.
You.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks.
Hey, Russ.
Chuck, good to see you. Man.
Good to see you.
Take care. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, he worked for the State Tax Commission, didn't he? So he's fully aware of all his avenues.
Let's see, we have next.
State Tax Commission. 2016-31.
That's what he's asking for. 190.
Yeah.
And then.
What do we got now?
2016-31, 310 South Wildwood Drive. Right. 115 Sulphurs, yeah.
Teleconference.
It is.
Does this have any strings attached to it as far as the commercial use and the, or is it just all residential?
It's commercial. It's prorated. We got 41 commercial, 59 residential.
What are they asking that we do? I haven't seen the information there. What are they asking that we do?
We have 6-2. We on 31, right?
Yes, yeah. 2016-31.
Overassessed and no longer nightly rental. So that's a change of classification?
Yes, sir. That's what that looks like. He's asking it to be changed.
But they don't have any other value.
Yeah, he's showing please see 74K and 97K comparables.
What was your numbers you give, John?
The percentage of commercial is 41, 59 residential. And that was sent in May 1 of 2015. And I probably visited with these folks, I don't remember right off, but from what that's showing, they've changed their mind. They've decided not to rent it any longer, and so they're probably asking the board to change it to
strictly
residential.
Jeff, are you familiar with this particular deal, they've got a comparable of 97 on there. They say, I mean, they don't have anything wrote down, just got a comparable of 97. I don't know what that means.
There should be another one up above there.
There you go.
I'm not super familiar with them. I'm looking at, you know, one in here for listed for 80, and it's 968 square. It's less square footage. But
I say we just look at changing the classification.
Yeah.
Move to set 2016-31 to 100% residential.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Move to set the value at $100,000.
So we have a motion for
to move, yeah.
Set the value at $100,000. Do we have a second?
How many square foot is this one?
1378.
How big was the comp? 12?
We have a motion. Are we allowed discussion?
We had a second for discussion, but that's...
Can I second? I'll second for discussion on it. The question would be, because I'm looking at one right now that's active for 108.9. Granted, that's unsold. And it's been on the market for about 4 months.
And it's comparable. It's 109, isn't it? So.
Yep. This is a question would be whether it's a ground level or not. Is this a teleconference?
Yes.
Yes.
Could we get him on the phone and ask him? Is that okay?
Yep.
Well, yeah, that'd be fine. Make her decision.
Yeah, Clarence, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here in Taney County with the Board of Equalization, and we're looking at your property on 310 South Wildwood Drive.
Great, thank you very much.
All right, and
you go by Dale?
Dale is good, yeah.
All right. Hey, Dale, this is Jeff Reynolds. I had a question. The question is this a walk-in unit? Is it an upper level, lower level?
It's what they call the garden, which means the bottom level.
Okay.
Got the garden, and then the next level up is the walk-in, and then there's two levels above that.
The comparable that you
have. So for this unit, we walk to the walk-in level, and then we walk downstairs or take an elevator to the very bottom level, one floor under, called the garden level.
Yeah. I do have a comparable. It's 108, and it's a walk-in, which is a little bit more valuable than the walk-down, just FYI.
Yes, I think you see two comparables, one that was pending and one that was sold, one for 97 and one for 74.
Yep.
And just so you know, the 74 one is no longer pending. It's sold for 75.
Can you scroll down? Is that on there? And that was actually a foreclosure? That's actually a foreclosure, Dale, which really, it's not, according to the book, it's not can't use that as a true comparable. It's not true sale.
Okay, fine. I just thought I'd throw in everything I knew about. You guys understand your job better than I do.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, I appreciate you including that in. That, you know, gives us a context. But
with
okay, great.
With the information.
And then, of course, you're aware that it's no longer on nightly rental.
Yeah, and we've already changed.
Off of nightly rental.
We've already changed the classification on that.
We changed the classification on that. And with,
fact, with it's been vacant. Anybody want to rent it? So it's been vacant, and it's up for long-term rental.
With the information that we have from this, I'm gonna call for a vote on the motion and the second.
I'll second.
He seconded the motion.
We
okay.
I call for a vote.
Let's call for a vote. All in favor?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, so, I'll. We have a motion and a second, and all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? No opposed. Five ayes.
Sir, we changed your classification to all residential and lowered the price to $100,000. Sir?
That microphone right there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Than the rest.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we did a motion and a second, and we got all in favor of lowering your value from $109,940 to $100,000, and we changed your classification to 100% residential.
Okay, thank you.
And you'll be getting a letter from the county clerk explaining everything that we've done.
Okay, great. And then when does it take place? Almost immediately?
Yes.
Okay. Super. And I don't think then there's anything else I could do to lower. There's no lower classification, is there?
No.
No.
Unless you want to use it for agricultural.
Okay. And I'm just curious as to the reason you went to 100 instead of 97.
Based on the comparables that are out there, not just of what you provided, was 97 was the closest comparable. Plus, we see others listed that are on a walk-in level that are a little bit higher than that. So 100 is a good number.
I see. Well, now remember, mine's not a walk-in level. It's
I know, it's not as good of a walk-in is better.
Good.
Right. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So difference now, $8.50.
If it is better, we can raise it. I'm just kidding.
All right. Yeah. Thank you
all right.
Very much.
Thank
very
you.
Much. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
Bye. Where are we at? Parcel number 2016-53.
Wallace Frank, are you Mr. Frank?
Wallace Frank, that's me.
We are ready for you.
Oh, man. I need a different parcel number.
That's the BOE number. Parcel would be the ends in 009.
Okay. Well, I guess ID number 182.
Yep.
Zero. Okay. I've got, do you have your packet of material?
You should have it there on the wall.
Okay. Oh, shoot. I thought you would get my letter to the board.
It'll be on there also.
Okay, there we are, okay. You just scan through that, and I've got supporting documentation for everything, and I hope to get it in one page, but it took a page and a half to my letter to the board.
Pull it back down just a little bit if you don't care. I was... When did you present that? You've got 2014, is that right?
Yes, I think it was a different Equalization Board almost completely